Now here to tell us what it says in Friday's papers, Fiona Kelly.
Trapped in nightmare and like the apocalypse. Those are the lead headlines in today's Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror, alongside images of residents trying to clear the debris from mud-covered streets in Valencia yesterday. Donegal woman Claudia Waldron, who lives in Valencia City, is quoted in both papers using the word apocalyptic to describe the atmosphere there following this week's flash flooding. In its coverage of what is thought to be Europe's worst storm-related disaster in five decades, the Irish Examiner reports that while the death toll is currently at 158, many more people are still missing. The Irish Independent leads with the line that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are banding together to block the Green Party's plan to hit drivers with new anti-pollution taxes before the election is called. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Daily Mail reports on another row between the Greens and their coalition partners over spending on roads. The lead story in today's Times is based on a Deloitte report describing finance and governance procedures at Comisión na Mban, inherited from the Broadcast Authority of Ireland, as not fit for purpose. The report from last May on the Media and Online Safety Regulator, which was established in March 2023, was released to the paper under an FOI request. Controversy over a banner opposing an Irish language school which is due to open in a new temporary building on a site in East Belfast generates the lead story in the Irish News. The paper reports that police are treating the erection of the banner, which was removed yesterday, as a sectarian hate crime. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports on concerns surrounding the recent death of a number of animals at Belfast Zoo. Among the animals reported to have died were an alpaca, which had to be euthanised following a fight with two other males, a male capybara, the largest rodent in the world, which was bitten and drowned after being housed with females, and some flamingos, which are thought to have been attacked by an unknown predator. A troop of monkeys are also said to have escaped at the facility. Elsewhere this morning, the death of former RTÉ broadcaster David Davenport receives extensive coverage. In an assessment of his contribution to journalism in The Independent, RTÉ Director General Kevin Backhurst describes him as insightful, eloquent and scrupulously fair. Back in the front of the Times, Jennifer Bray reports that Dublin City Council is investigating complaints about posters erected by Fine Gael election candidate and Senator Mary Siri Carney. The posters, which were put up along the route of the Dublin City Marathon on Sunday, wished the runners well alongside an image of Miss Siri Carney, confirming that she put up 15 posters for less than 24 hours. The candidate tells Bray that she has huge respect for the runners and the charities they support. And finally, tonight's League of Ireland final between Shamrock Rovers and Shelburne provides the Irish Sun with its lead story this morning. The paper runs with a picture of the two managers, Damien Duff and Stephen Bradley, both of whom are punching the air in glory. Ready to rumble is the caption, and the Duff, the Brad and the Bubbly is the headline there.
And that's Fiona Kelly.